And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off to the high priest's palace, and went in, and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yes, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses and said,
"This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'"
And the high priest arose and said to him,
"Answer you nothing? What is it which these witness against you?"
But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said to him,
"I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you be the Christ, the Son of God."
Jesus said to him,
"You have said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying,
"He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What think you?"
They answered and said,
"He is guilty of death."
Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying,
"Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is he that smote you?"
Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came to him, saying,
"You also were with Jesus of Galilee."
But he denied before them all, saying,
"I know not what you say."
And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said to them that were there,
"This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth."
And again he denied with an oath,
"I do not know the man."
And after a while came to him they that stood by and said to Peter, "Surely you also are one of them, for your speech denudes you." Then began he to curse and to swear, saying,
"I know not the man."
And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said to him,
"Before the cock crow, you shall deny me thrice."
And he went out and wept bitterly.